now more than ever, you need a source of news you can trust. And you have such a source in WYPR. Members are our most important source of funding, and we need you now more than ever so we can continue to keep you informed amid the pandemic with honest, accurate journalism. You can make a pledge at WYPR.org. If you're a sustaining member, consider an additional gift or increasing your monthly pledge. We could not be here without you, and we thank you so much.
What's in a couple of letters behind a man's name? Well, in sports, those letters, junior or senior, can tell a story of sustained excellence. 4 years ago, former Ravens wide receiver Steve Smith added the letters senior to his jersey to reflect the status as the paterfamilias in a group where his younger son Steve may follow the old man and his big brother Peyton into the family business. That would follow the pattern in Baltimore's most famous baseball family, the Ripkins. Cal Sr., one of the game's great teachers, turned his son, Cal Jr., perhaps you've heard of him, into one of the game's great shortstops. But what if those letters are MD? What would those letters behind a player's name represent? Laurent Duvernay-Tardif knows what they mean for him. That MD embodies a life of study and a commitment to improving the human condition through medicine. It's odd, then, that those letters don't appear to seem as important to Duvernay-Tardif's employer, the National Football League, as it won't let him wear them on his jersey. At 27 years old, Montreal native Laurent Duvernay-Tardif is already something of a Renaissance man, having grown up as a cross-country skier. He is the grandson of a former Quebec cabinet minister. As a teenager, he spent a year on a sailboat with his family, and earlier this year, he covered the Winter Olympics in South Korea for Radio Canada. Duvernay-Tardif is entering his fifth season as a right guard for the Kansas City Chiefs and is in the middle of a five-year, $41 million contract, which suggests that he is a pretty good football player. But the 6'5", 320-pound player just completed 8 years of medical school at McGill University, one of Canada's leading universities. While players have gone on to practice medicine after their playing days were over, Laurent Duvernay-Tardif is the first NFL athlete to finish med school while active. He's already gone a step further than Myron Roll, a former All-American safety at Florida State who couldn't get a sniff in the NFL once it became known that he wanted to pursue neurosurgery. Since it became clear that he would finish med school, Duvernay-Tardif has been firm in his desire to have MD on his jersey along with his name, just as Steve Smith wanted senior next to his name. In case you hadn't heard, the NFL hasn't had a great last few years in the public relations front. The fight with Donald Trump over the propriety of players taking a knee during the national anthem and the inartful way league management and owners have dealt with the skirmish has tarnished the league's reputation. And the controversy about how the NFL deals with head trauma continues to rage with no end in sight. Duvernay-Tardif's status could give the league a valuable positive symbol at a time it really needs one. For that matter, his very presence on the field could save a life. This seems like such a natural that the NFL should reverse field and let Laurent Duvernay-Tardif have his MD. After all, we're only talking about two letters, right? And that's how I see it for this week. You can reach us via email with your questions and comments at sportsatlarge@gmail.com. And follow me on Twitter at sportsatlarge. Until next week, for all of us here, I'm Milton Kent. Thanks for listening, and enjoy the games.